Even though Maryland legalized medical cannabis several years ago, efforts to legalize small quantities of marijuana for recreational use have stalled in the General Assembly, even as such efforts have been successful in other states. Lawmakers in Annapolis now say they may have the legalization momentum on their side. WYPR's Joel McCord has more.
For one thing, the Senate version of the bill that would legalize cannabis for adult use has some powerful co-sponsors. Senate President Bill Ferguson, Majority Leader Nancy King, and the chairs and vice chairs of two Senate committees. The bill's lead sponsor, Senator Brian Feldman, a Montgomery County Democrat and the Finance Committee vice chair, says that augurs well, but he's still cautious.
You know, we don't know where everybody is, you know, in the chamber. And we certainly don't know where Governor Hogan is. Like, you know, if he's going to veto a bill like this.
Governor Larry Hogan has not indicated where he stands on the bill. Jazz Lewis, the Prince George's County Democrat sponsoring the House version, says he's been working with members of the Legislative Black Caucus to craft a bill. He says 15 states have passed legalization and Delaware and Virginia are working on it.
You know, essentially, we're surrounded at this point with jurisdictions that have either currently passed or very likely to pass legislation very soon. I think that changes the conversation because now essentially we're just missing out on revenue.
Both bills would legalize possession by adults of up to 4 ounces of marijuana and allow individuals to grow up to 6 plants at home. They also would trigger automatic expungement of past cannabis offenses. Lewis told the House Judiciary Committee this week that although marijuana has been decriminalized since 2014, black people made up 96% of the marijuana arrests in Baltimore between 2015 and 2017.
The movement towards decriminalization and medical marijuana legalization in Maryland has only made marijuana legal for white consumption.
He said his bill would bring in revenue by taxing the sale of marijuana and charging fees to existing medical marijuana businesses to get into the legalized market. The money would go to community reinvestment funds aimed at undoing the damage the war on drugs has done, primarily to black and brown communities.
63% of the revenue will be directed to reparative justice and to ensuring equity in the industry. This includes 20% of the proceeds for our state's 4 HBCUs, 27% of the funding for a community reinvestment and repair fund to serve communities and individuals impacted by poverty, mass incarceration, and racism.
Lewis said his bill, HB 32, would end what he called Maryland's failed policy on cannabis prohibition and replace it with a system to test and regulate marijuana for adults.
HB 32 takes marijuana production and sales off the streets and ensures regulated, labeled, and lab-tested products while creating thousands of new good jobs, small businesses, and hundreds of millions of dollars in annual tax revenue to serve the community.
Opponents said they feared the use would filter down to young people. Amelia Aria, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Health, said making cannabis more available will erode cognitive abilities and increase chances that young people will disengage from school and other responsibilities.
These negative impacts extend across gender, racial and ethnic groups, and individuals of all socioeconomic backgrounds, and can result in a cascade of social and economic losses across our broader society.
Feldman says the biggest difference in the bills lies in the tax rates, and that he and Lewis are working to resolve that. The hearing on the Senate bill is scheduled for the first week in March. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.